What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. It is October 28th. This is your Q&A show. Decided to do a live edition. This went from a week that I looked at and said, you know what? I'm going to have some free time, to a week that I had none. We had a lot of really great stories that published this week. And I just want to thank you guys so much for supporting what we do. We're going to go ahead and get into the questions. Matt says PWI is saying Chelsea is done with Impact and she's likely headed to WWE. If true, how would you debut? I want to pump the brakes on that first off, but how I would debut her, I loved the idea that they had a couple years ago, and it's a shame because Mickey's not there anymore, but where she was obsessed with Mickey, like Mickey was obsessed with Trish. So Mickey is getting a dose of her own medicine. I thought that was a really, really good idea. Well, let me tell you, if there's one thing Chelsea Green will have, it's about 20 ideas for herself. I remember a lot of people gave her shit because there were a lot of pitches from Chelsea about what she could do and who she could be with. But when you get your one meeting with Vince McMahon, you got to do that. I mean, there was even a Daisy Duke character pitched. I don't know if it was by Chelsea Green, but it was to like manage Macklin and Blake at one point, but it didn't end up happening. But I would debut her. See, it's the thing. If you can get a hold of Deonna, you want them both in that tag team division. But otherwise, I think her playing the obsessed role, or playing off the fact that she's been in and out and she's done everything she can to get back there, I think at that point you gotta play to that. Lord says, will the NXT faction The Way be reformed with original members on the main roster soon? Not that I've heard of. Not that I've heard of, unfortunately. Ricky says, have you heard why AEW Fight Forever updates have gone silent? Was it related to the suspensions? To some degree, I mean, they were set for Tokyo Game Show, right? And they had a really good showing there and did really well. But Kenny hasn't been available to do promo for it. Like, that's one of the main reasons we did our interview in August, was because he wanted to do some promo for that game. And I'm at least a little plugged into the gaming community. I play some games here and there. Not as well as like a Mike Straw or anybody, but I think that's probably why. Connor says, if WWE is bringing in new sets of titles, possible set changes, would it be more likely to see them around the draft? I thought we would see them around the premieres, but they have several titles done. I just don't know when the draft really will be. David says, when you upload the plans for Raw, SmackDown, or a pay-per-view, do you also get the winners of the matches but decide not to post them? Rarely. Usually it's matches, segments, some talking points. There's some full scripts I've gotten in the past, but WWE is I don't want to say they're fine with me posting the Raw and SmackDown plans. I'm sure they're not, but they care much less than they used to. Will the Elite wrestle at Full Gear? I think so. Why has WWE changed the name of pay-per-views to premium live event? Because it's more reflective. You don't buy them individually as pay-per-views. Is this on at 2 or 3 Eastern? 2. Steve says, will Griff Garrison continue to wrestle as one of the blondes, or will he now be on his own? I think they're headed for a split. I think they're headed that way. I don't think this team is going to last. You know, if Roman Reigns is scheduled to work Survivor Series, the last I heard he was, but you never know. I mean, that they've got him for a certain number of dates and they make sure that they get those dates in. Any word on where AEW is looking to tour in the new year? Seems like the West Coast is getting their turn. They are getting their turn. I've heard of some other places too, but nothing that I can really report. I mean, San Francisco obviously is getting some. LA is getting some. Pacific Northwest finally getting some. Carissa asked if I've heard anything about Yu's status in New Japan. No, he says he's free. I haven't confirmed that yet. I have asked, though. Caden says, have you heard any disputes to the claim about Larry getting hit by the door? I mean, I've had a lot of people that say nobody really believes that, right, type of thing. Like, I've not had anybody back that up. I've not had anybody say that they've actually heard that at all since before the Wrestling Inc. story. And from what I heard, like it got even wilder and there was stuff that like couldn't even be printed type of thing. But I had not heard of that at all before that claim. I'm not saying it did or didn't happen. And that's with anything, guys. Like, I wasn't there. So I, for me to say, people say, oh, did this happen? Did that happen? I can tell you that he said, she said, associated with it, but I can't tell you that, that this did or didn't happen specifically because I was not in that room. So I don't think that that's fair. Noah says, are there any plans to change WWE titles to older versions? Not as of right now. Santi says, any preliminary word on who's involved in the War Games matches? I believe Bianca and Damage Control are supposed to be in one, but that's all I've heard. And I would be shocked if the Bloodline wasn't involved. Any word on how Hangman was doing? He was all right afterwards, but didn't remember much of what happened. Glennie says, it was stated that Powerhouse Hobbs is set for a push. We haven't seen him since Grand Slam. Any sense of what his plans still are? So he was set for a push, and obviously that match happened. But I was told specifically, like, it was sort of relayed, like, maybe towards those San Francisco shows, which is where he's from, that a push could be coming. Sanjay says, I hate myself for wasting a question on this. Have you considered rebranding to Frightful Select for a week to celebrate Halloween? Let me see if this is up on shop.fightful.com. I need to put up some new merch badly, but we had like a Frightful shirt at some point. Like, I don't know where the hell it is, but we had one in production. But we also have, oh, the weather outside is Fightful, stuff like that. But my God, we still have the Booty Pro Wrestling up there, and that's metal in your lungs. Should be pushing the Sands of Time shirt as well, but there's going to be a whole lot of those shirts that fall off. Like, I'll probably get rid of Fightful Mania, Desisting Your Boy, the Van, the Tall shirt. There's a lot of those shirts that I'm about to get the hell up off of shop.fightful.com and put up some new designs. Garrett said, I heard a rumor that Andrade was planning to go into business for himself, lay down for the 10 before their match got canned. Any weight to that or just made up? I have not heard that at all, but I can tell you that I almost interviewed Andrade. I don't want to say almost. I was discussed about possibly interviewing him the next day. And what I was told is, well, I should probably talk to AEW first. So I think if he was trying to get fired, he would have just done that interview, right? Nick says, do you see Colt Cabana being used in AEW if Punk has gone from the company? Yeah, I do. I do. Manny says, any update on when Tiffany Stratton will be back? I don't. I would say this, like, by this year. Ian Hunter says, Ethan Page said in his vlog that he and Eddie Kingston are no longer friends and won't be around him. Any idea if this is just guys not getting along or something happened? I know they used to be close. I think it's probably just a work, a gimmick. Ethan Page is like one of the easiest guys to get along with in wrestling history. Any truth to the investigation is complete per Meltz? If not complete, it is near it. Joel says we need a shirt with his face and the Fightful title on it. Well, look what title belt I have, guys. I know you all don't care, but I do. I was supposed to get this bad boy in January. Look at that leather just fall all over the place. The Canyon Cup Fantasy Football Supreme Championship. I won this last year, and it took Shane Helms from January to October to send it to me. But you know what I say? Ugh, that can go to hell. We're going to rebrand it the Fightful Championship right here. This is the Fightful Fantasy Football Championship right there. To hell with Shane Helms and Jim Nilsson. It's a big-ass belt, though. Bree says, any update on Sasha Banks? Saw Meltzer's report on negotiations having some hang-ups. Oh, man, I don't know how I can say this and still sound like I'm doing my job, because I promise I am. I haven't heard a goddamn peep about Sasha and Naomi in months. In months. So, we'll see. We'll see. But, yeah. Somebody says, can you confirm Mike Johnson's report of Juice Robinson signing with AEW? I haven't seen that anywhere, Matt. They would be very smart to sign him. They would be very smart to sign him. And I know a lot of people are like, bloated roster. Wait till you hear him cut a promo. Wait till you hear him do interviews. Listen to one of my interviews with him. I love talking to that guy. love talking to that guy. If anybody can send me a, drop me a link or something that indicates that he has signed, let me know. I mean, I'll just drop and text and ask him too. I've got a pretty good rapport with him. Any idea if any AEW tag teams will be in New Japan Tag League? I have not heard of anything about that. But I'll ask. Joel says, Danhausen's been doing a little bit of teasing. We might see his dark side come out. Any word on what may be coming up for the very nice, very evil one? Well, I mean, if you want Brody King to have a tag team partner, I actually really, really like the idea of it being Danhausen. And it seemed based on Twitter that Brody King liked that idea too. So why the heck not? Joe says, any word on where Tennille or Nia Jax may be signing? I think Nia might be done. But I don't think that, as I've said before, Tennille does really good just on traveling. Tennille has mastered the art of making money by simply existing. She is so good at it. She is so smart. She is so savvy about how she implements her travel into her social media and uses her platform to do that. She's a brilliant, brilliant woman. Really admire her business acumen in doing that. Chris says, for the upcoming Seattle show, can you get clarity on Nick Wayne's conditional deal? And if it's possible, he might be able to wrestle that show. Yeah, I'll ask. I'll type that down right now. If I don't have answers to questions, I at least like to take them down. That gives me what I can ask about. Joe says, what do you think the odds are Nigel answering Jericho's open challenge? And Michael says, pretty sure Nigel has an illness, doesn't allow wrestling any longer. Nigel claimed years ago that he could still wrestle if he wanted, and it was a personal choice. I don't know how accurate that is, but we'll see. Is NXT Deadline going to be in the Performance Center or another venue? Performance Center, from what I heard. Will the new King of the Ring tournament be a tournament to set up a title shot? Well, we don't have that confirmed as of yet. Who stands out to you as must be or must I? Who stands out to you as a must to be on ROH TV? Also, do you believe ROH will be ran as a separate entity? I do, with some crossover. I think you want to get Samoa Joe on there. You want to get Dalton Castle on there. Josh Woods can show his personality a lot more on there, even though he's full-time AEW now, as we've mentioned. The Briscoes are going to be major figures on there whenever that lands. But I think those are very, very important. Derek says, is Dante Martin still with AEW? Haven't seen him on TV in months. Yes, he is. Is Paige Van Zandt still signed? Is she going to wrestle again? Yes, she is. And yes, but I haven't heard of any imminent plans. Simon says, we're up on a year since Hook's debut. Do you know how long he signed for and if they're happy with his progress? I had always heard that they were happy with his progress, but he's getting used less and less. So I think it's important that they use him in spot. There's an awful lot of placeholder spots, right? An awful lot of placeholder spots. But I think he's on a multi-year deal. Mateo says, any updates on Scorpio Sky? I had heard he was backstage a month or two ago, maybe. But that's the last I've heard. Jose says, has the Warner Discovery merger made it easier for Tony Khan to find a streaming deal for AEW or a new home for ROH? Well, I feel like if he was going to find a home for ROH there, he would have already. But I can tell you the merger has been very good for AEW so far. Any news on what you've heard about a 40-man Rumble this year? Haven't heard shit about that. And respectfully, all due respect, don't ask me about zero news reports. Like, come on, you're wasting your question there. They get good info on the rundowns, and that's about it. A lot of the other stuff is shots in the dark. JD says, who's booking Dark and Elevation? Well, I mean, Sean Dean books a lot of the talent, but I'm pretty sure that Tony Khan is still booking that. But he says they keep doing angles on Dark, canceling them out with actions on Dynamite. Like last week, Jay Lethal not getting tagged in, being mad at Sanjay and Satnam. Then later in the day, everything is fine with him when they attack Darby. Well, I mean, I think that's very one-dimensional thinking. Just because he's upset that he didn't get tagged in doesn't mean like he's going to punch Satnam in the face later on, right? Boy, Kyler James says, I'm going to be there. I don't want a 40-man Rumble. I'm so stoked that Kyler gets to go. I first met Kyler at the Royal Rumble in 2017. Do you think Jerry Lynn wrestles Jericho after the attack? He's a former ROH champ. I don't. I think that's the way that they get him on TV in that sense. Okay, Caden sent me the Juice Robinson and Bandido agree to deals with AEW thing. I will. I mean, we reported the Bandido thing weeks ago, but I'll ask about the Juice thing. I'll drop a little message right now. Let me see. Getting some dead air here. So we'll see. Let's fish. Let's fish. Fight Forever. Is it likely to be released in the first half of 2020 or internally delayed? I heard first half of 2023. Also heard it plays an awful lot like No Mercy. I'm pretty excited. Pretty excited about that. The ending of Dynamite this week. Do you see that as finally being the big push for Ethan Page as a singles competitor? Thanks. I friggin' hope so. Man, he's so good. He can talk. He can wrestle. He can do everything. He's the type of person you want on your team, your staff, your roster. Not just saying that because he's a buddy. But God damn, man. Because, hey, if he sucked, I'd tell him he sucked, but I'd still try to, you know, be friendly with him. He's a pleasant guy, but he's good. But it should be. It absolutely should be. It's just AEW stuff is so stop and start. There have been so many times that I thought, this is it for Hobbs. This is it for Ricky Starks. And where are they now? This is it for Wardlow. Well, now he's in a tag team. Matt says, how will the Bengals fare without Chase? Okay, I get it. A lot of you don't really give a shit about football. That's fine. I love football. I like football. I like watching football probably more than anything these days, especially when the Bengals are good, because I've been a longtime Bengals fan and they weren't always good. But Ja'Marr Chase, in my opinion, top three receiver in the league. And I think that T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd are both number one quality. I think that there are probably like 10 teams that would love to have Tyler Boyd as a number one. There were some people today that were like,
no, he's not.
Buddy, he was on pace for 1,100 yards before Chase's injury. On top of that, you got T. Higgins, who is like 20, 25 teams would love to have T. Higgins as their number one, or at least competing for their number one. He's really great. Joe Mixon's got to put it together on the ground, but Hayden Hurst, the tight end, is probably going to get targeted a lot more. Hayden Hurst's catch percentage is up like above Gronk and near Kelsey levels. He does not drop the ball. When the ball is thrown his way, he pulls it down. It's just he was drafted and then he kept getting his successors drafted right behind him. So he kept moving from team to team, had that injury. But I think the Bengals will do fine. 4 to 6 weeks recovery time. You got Browns, Panthers, bye week, and who else? Steelers. So I think 4 weeks there. If you're going to miss 4 weeks during the season, you miss those 4 weeks. Salivar says, Cup, Jefferson, Diggs, three. No, listen, man, I think that he's top three. And I know, like, if Boyd and Higgins weren't on that team, I think that his numbers blow theirs out of the water. I think that he gets targeted a lot more. I mean, I don't think his catch percentage necessarily does, because he'd get targeted a hell of a lot more than he does. But what's next for Roman after Logan Paul? KO? I'd heard it wasn't Bray Wyatt. Jennifer says, I love when SRS checks in with folks on the streams. Sometimes y'all ask me stuff that I haven't heard yet. So, I immediately want to find that out, right? She is signed, Paige VanZant. She had a bare knuckle fight scheduled and it got pulled. So I don't know. We'll find out. Let's see here. What do you think will be the final battle main event? Have money on Joe versus Wardlow to unify the TNT and ROH TV title. I don't think they're going to unify that. I think it'll probably be Jericho versus a top ROH name. Danielson, though, I don't know if that's a good one. I don't know if that you do that again, right? Joseph Bailey says, speaking of Gronk, is the door open for potential WWE return, or is that Vince idea? Well, Mojo ain't there anymore, and Mojo and he are legitimately really good friends. And I can tell you that a lot of the people, even though they liked Gronkowski as a person, I think you guys might not remember how exactly that situation was handled. So a couple of years ago during the pandemic, when Gronk came in, he did that spot, right, where he jumped off the little landing and a bunch of NXT wrestlers caught him. They had like a bunch of Jack dudes ready to catch him. They had to talk him down for a very, very long time. It delayed the filming of WrestleMania. And like they were convincing him for a very long time to do this. Now, understandably, from his point, he had just decided to come back to the NFL. So potentially millions of dollars were at stake if that's the case. But I can tell you that the wrestlers that had their stuff delayed were not happy with this at all. They were like, my God, man, your first practice, you will get hit harder than this. Like, it won't even be an issue. To the point to where Vince got up there, leapt off, and slammed into the crash pads, and then, like, did one of these. He's like, look, it's that. That's all it is. Vince McMahon did, I think they showed it on a documentary, right? Vince did the dive without anybody catching him to be like, look, 70 something. That did not make a good impression on people, but also it's Gronk. So if he can do it, you probably do it, right? Tucker says, this is pretty much it for Punk and AEW, huh? Anything's possible. Anything's possible. But I think so. Cody says, do you know if Tyler Bate or Mako have plans for the main roster? I think plans for Tyler Bate are kind of on hold right now. I think he's sidelined. But I don't know about Mako. Heard anything about WWE doing Evolution 2? No, it didn't do good commercially. Like, it didn't, like, got good buzz and it was a fun show and all that. But it didn't do well commercially for them, from what I understand. Tony says, any names you've heard of being brought up or brought back for the Rumble? No, but they don't really start talking about that until the weeks before. I will encourage you guys. I did two gigantic features, and this is the first year I haven't done it I did it in 2022, 2021. So it's the first time since the pandemic I haven't done it. But I did Inside the Rumble 1 and 2, which are just the collections of stories about the Royal Rumble. One day I'd like to turn that into like a book or something, just because it's the most fascinating match ever. But I kind of miss doing that. But I hate doing the long form stuff now. But there's a lot of useful information in those and stories to show you how that'll work. BBQ says, any word on Indy Hartwell being called up to team with Candace? I hope so, but I haven't heard that. I know there was interest in bringing her up recently, though. Andrew says, have you seen the Mole reboot on Netflix yet? I was pretty entertained, but ultimately disappointed, having loved the original franchise. So I got a lot of thoughts on the Mole. I love the Mole. It was one of my favorite shows when I was younger. It was a brilliant idea. They've bit the concept for a bunch of other shows, like, you know, Snake in the Grass, Rat in the Kitchen, all that bullshit. They've stolen that idea, and it's a good idea. I wish they would do that for do that for wrestling stuff. It's such an easy concept. It seemed like I'm that old guy now, because the way that some of these people acted and talked, you could tell it was very influencer-ish and over dramatic. You could tell that some of this stuff was like they had to go back and script some of this stuff to reenact a lot of it. Ultimately, I enjoyed the show just because I like that, and I hope that they refine it. I hope they bring it back for more seasons. It seems like a pretty low budget show to do, but I mean, one of my favorite things I've ever done on screen is play Spyfall with No Rolls Barred, and that has a lot of mole elements to it. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. We watched the show in a couple days. Do FTR have heat with AEW management because of Punk? Nope. Jake says, do you think the Punk camp report to Heisman was a last-ditch effort to save face? I don't know what it was, and I don't want to speak for them. I've spoken with people in that camp as well. I've made attempts to reach out to CM Punk directly. I'm going to try again today, but we'll see. We'll see. I just don't know that. I don't know what is going through his mind, but I don't think he's done with wrestling. I think maybe he's got the bug, and I'll continue to dig around about that, of course. Aaron says, what is going on with Kyle O'Reilly and his injury? He had neck fusion surgery. He's out for quite a while. John says, what's the latest you've heard about The Rock working next year's WrestleMania? The WWE wants him. Greg C says, if you've watched any of the episodes yet, what are your thoughts so far on the Vice TV documentary Tales from the Territories? Thought it's a good twist. It's a good twist from the Dark Side of the Ring formula. See if this works. See if you can get more wrestling content to catch fire. Get some news out there, get some things out there that we can write articles on and sort of like get word of the show out there. But I thought it was a good idea and a good concept. Why not? Wrestling content is hot right now, whether or not anybody wants to admit it because it's not doing Nitro and Raw numbers. It's hot right now. Fightful Select has almost 10,000 subscribers. If 10,000 people give a shit enough about wrestling to give us $5 a month, thank you very much. There's going to be people that want to watch documentaries from the talent involved. Nick Hawkins says, any more talk of NWA working with AEW? No, I haven't heard anything, but Tony and Billy Corgan both indicated to me that they were on good terms despite last year that Tony was upset that NWA didn't indicate that they had paid for their talent to appear on the Empower show. But I've heard that they've got a good relationship. Everything's okay there. BKS says, any word on Tyler Breeze being back with WWE or just doing up, up, down, down stuff? Well, I believe he's like signed something with up, up, down, down, but I don't know that for sure. Brent says, at this point, are there any free agents out there that AEW should sign that they haven't already? Yeah, I'll tell you a few right now. And, you know, people are going to say, bloated roster, yada, yada. Hey, I completely agree. But if you want me to sit here and say, I think they should sign these people, well, I'm going to tell you who I think they should sign. As I look down our free agents list, which is on our resources section at Fightful.com. If you all don't ever check that out, we have a ton of stuff like ratings, free agents, rosters, a bunch of cool shit over there. Tegan Knox, if she's available, you get her in. That would be great. Veda Scott, I think that she would be really, really good for commentary and wrestling here and there in case you want her. I don't know if Mia Yim is headed to WWE or what the deal is there, but I think that she would be useful. I would bring in CJ Perry with Miro at this point. But Jody Threat is one that I've been saying to sign for 3 years. And now, unfortunately, people have her in the news because of what she's in the news for. But that would be one. Willie Mack, if he wants to work there, I think that would be a good one as well. Yeah, I think those are some good ones. I wish they could come to terms with Leo Rush and him work there. Matt says, what fire shirt are you wearing? Is it Space Jam? Yep, it's Space Jam. So I like to buy vintage shirts. This isn't a vintage shirt. This is a new one, but I like to get like some 90s inspired stuff too. What percentage chance do you give the following of returning this year? Sasha, Naomi, Chelsea, Cardona, Jonah. Jonah, 30%. Cardona, 20%. Chelsea, 50%. Sasha and Naomi, 40%. And yes, Jennifer, I agree. Kylan King should be signed. Kylan King should be signed. And I think that you should do like almost like a developmental type of thing with Sawyer Wreck, her tag team partner as well. Because if you can get Sawyer Wreck TV ready and Kylan is much more experienced, but if you can get her TV ready, that is a hell of a tag team to have for that division as well. Do you expect WWE to sign Deonna Purrazzo when her contract ends? Yeah, I expect them to have interest in her. They should have interest in her. Will CM Punk still be in AEW Fight Forever? I would think so. I mean, you want to sell more copies and he wants to make more money. So, any chance we get John Cena for War Games in Boston? Nope, don't think so. When do you expect Charlotte and Becky to return tonight? I don't know. I think we could see some returns from some people, maybe as like early as tonight. I just don't know who. Does Nikki going back to Nikki Cross show that creative is looking at different women to be a part of stories outside of Bianca and Damage Control? Kind of, but I haven't been exactly keen on the booking of the women in WWE of late either, really in any company besides Impact. Impact does really, really well. But other than that, like I haven't seen anything that like instills just a wealth of confidence in me. Damn. So I dropped a little hint, but I think PW Insider might have put it out there. Let me check. Well, there you go. Avoid spoilers if you want, but here's how we'll end it. Manny Santos says, PW Insider, they're saying Tennille is returning tonight on SmackDown. Yep, that's what I heard. I'm about to run with that as well. That is also what I've heard. So there you go. A little scoop behind the Q&A paywall there. Shout out to PW Insider for getting that up there. But I gotta go type this up myself now. Until next time, guys, we're out.